goofing around.
Wow. Right.
It's like, and the camera does that thing where it's zoom in, zoom out, zoom in, zoom out.
So they don't even know how to run the camera.
No, and they are just so stupid always. Here's a little bit of this from last night's Britney Spears show. Here she is about what's going on.
I was on the road for a while, and I think I was missing my family, and I had a camera to amuse myself, kind of lonely at the time. So I think there was a little void.
Yeah, she's so right. Dumb.
Yeah, I've seen that voice. There's a big void.
Now here's a cut with the two of them. Listen to him. What a genius.
I've never heard him before.
Oh, you'll love him.
Well, there was this guy that I'd met in the States, and I couldn't get him out of my head.
Well, I was living with my best friend from back home. We usually always hit this Monday night.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Not another one.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to hear more of him?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I know. You know what? Tell that guy about the thing. We'll do it tomorrow.
You want to have postpone him until tomorrow?
Postpone him until tomorrow.
You got it.
Because if you like hearing Kevin Sutherland talk.
Oh, it's just, it makes me feel all warm inside.
You haven't seen the Letterman? Where they read the top 10 list together?
No.
Oh, okay. We got that tape, too.
Okay, good.
Nice, you know, Joseph.
I was in L.A., and I went out one night. I had my groove on that night, and I thought I looked kind of hot.
You know, just regular night. You know, just like any other night that you go out and didn't expect anything. Brittany was there.
I saw Kevin there.
Isn't he so dumb?
Brittany? Brittany was there.
Yeah.
He was very, very mysterious. He just seemed not fazed by anything. And
the whole
oh, my God, she's going to give birth to a tiny little, like, functionless head.
And the whole time this is going on, the camera, like, she's holding the camera like this.
Right.
And looking at herself. Right. And then turning it around and looking at it. Coming back.
You know, it's amazing.
And, I mean, you can see every zit, every pore. You can see the lines under her. And that way, I thought it was great TV.
You know, it's amazing, though, the culture of celebrity and the culture of photographs.
Yep.
Because really, they are based on photographs. Nobody ever heard this guy talk before. Mm-hmm. If it was based on hearing what he had to say, he would not be the celebrity he is today.
I got $10. Says their baby comes out like Gina Davis's baby in The Fly.
Yep, Brittany.
Just his whole vibe was really sexy. I like that.
She wound up dancing with me that night for a couple of minutes, maybe seconds, maybe. That's how it started. We just started talking to each other and getting to know each other from that point. And I don't know.
And
magic happened.
I don't know. I basically impregnated whoever I had seen before that. And then,
you know, I was spending my time eating my boogers.
And I'm so stupid.
She come down with something. Real unexpected, Mr. Cleaver.
So finally, Kevin Federline speaks.
Yes, he does.
And
he does.
And we see what comes out of that mouth.
Oh, and also on the show last night, one of the things that she mentioned was this article, and I don't even know what it is from her website. I don't know. Britney Spears says about the TV show, she doesn't care what people think. That she's going to look the way she's going to look. Now, she's taken what I like to call, and don't take, God, I hope my wife's not listening. I hope she knows it's a joke. She's taken what I like to call the Frida Directive.
Oh, okay.
This is from BritneySpears.com. She says she may never look sexy again because now that she's a wife, she doesn't care what she looks like.
Wow.
Oh, delightful.
She's dumped her image. And she's been seen in the TV show. Now you're going to see her wearing baggy clothes, tracksuits, unbrushed hair, no makeup, and days where she's not brushed her teeth. She also says, on my TV show, you're going to notice I'm fat. I've always had a weight problem. I love junk food. And occasionally I splurge. I don't look in the mirror and say I'm the most beautiful girl in the world. I see my imperfections, my flaws. Now that I'm married, I just don't care.
Wow. My God.
And look at this, because this is how it's spelled on her website.
Uh-huh.
I walk out of the house in my pajamas. It's spelled P-Y-J-A-M-A-S.
My pajamas.
My pajamas. With no makeup on. And I haven't brushed my teeth. And I haven't washed my face. And I don't care. Because I'm married. After I got married, I understood it would be a good thing that I would be one of those people who could let themselves go.
Wow. Right. Hey, good luck, Mr. Federline.
The bride of Federline.
But could you ever, you know, doesn't that guy deserve it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And how long, seriously, before the big scandal of him cheating on her?
Oh, it's probably already happened.
Oh, it's probably already happened a dozen times.
And doesn't he remind you of, I don't know what he looks like, but he sounds just like the dumb guy that boned Paula Abdul.
Absolutely. Same exact thing.
Corey Clark. She said, come back to the room. And I said, hey, Paul, I can't afford that there, huh?
I'm kind of skinny and stupid. And she danced with me. And I'm just so good that she's...
We got to do this, Mike. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
First of all, membership is for life. Take your time. Change your mind. You'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their princess in around 6 months or so. If she gets hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership. You're reinstated for free.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
You play this for myself first.
You're an idiot.
Thank you.
They are forever making pretend.
Yep.
Don and Mike.
And we'll move on with the show.
All right.
I just got a call from my wife. She is hot like you would not believe. She's so pissed at me.
Wow.
Jesus. You know, honey, it's a joke. Okay? I mean, she rarely really flips out at me.
Mm-hmm.
She just calls me up during the break. Down taking a leak. Rob's his wife's on the phone.
Uh-huh.
She says, I have never been as pissed as I am at you right now. I'm like, why? I said, I got a leak. She said, what you said about me on the air is the worst, the meanest, the cruelest thing. I'm thinking, what did I say? She said, about Britney Spears. Now, wait.
What is the tie-in?
Here's the setup. Remember I said that you could get the tape. I don't know what I said. That I call it the Frida syndrome.
Something like that.
A throwaway line.
Right.
Saying that because Britney Spears now says that since she's married, she'll never be sexy again. She doesn't care what she looks like.
Oh, okay.
She's regularly
all right,
seen.
Now I understand.
Okay.
All right, now I know what the deal is.
Hey, wife, it's a stupid joke. How many times do I have to get on the radio and say my wife is beautiful? Go look at the picture on our webpage. God, Jesus.
Especially Christ. Thin. You know what I mean?
You know, which get the whole thing. Joke, Frida. And then she gets mad because I yell at her.
Mm.
You know, I'm screaming at her, really. It was a joke. I didn't mean it. She's, well, how would you like it if I got on, because she's got the thing on the webpage. How would you like if I wrote that you were fat and let yourself go? I said, I am fat. I have let myself go. You're not fat. I mean, I'm screaming. I'm so pissed at her. I swear to God, I'm so pissed at her.
Now you're both pissed. That will pass. That will pass. All things will pass.
Because that's exactly what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Is that my wife is just like Britney Spears, just like wearing baggy clothes, tracksuits, and sporting unwashed hair with no makeup, and goes days without. Jesus Christ! You're my wife. You're a hot piece of ass. It was a joke.
Your vocal cords are going to bleed in a minute.
Fine. Call the hotline. Bust my balls during a commercial about a joke. A throwaway joke. Oh. Call back now. Come on. I'm waiting for you. Let's have it out. Today's the day. All coming out today anyway.
It's going to be fine. This is not a big deal.
No, listen, she pissed me off.
I know.
I understand that it hurt her feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in the house that her feelings built.
Wow. Now that is deep.
Profound.
That is a deep one.
Oh.
A profound statement.
You know, I've said a lot of stuff about my wife. She drives me nuts. I love her. But I've never said she's not the most hot piece of ass I've ever seen. So why don't you just have another midlife crisis and overreact a little more?
I think you said what you needed to say.
When I try to throw a relatable in, a throwaway,
I think
a dumb
joke. You said what you needed to say.
A dumb joke.
You say, you know, you said it. There. It's fine. She hears you.
I don't know if she does. Where was she calling from?
You know? This I don't know.
All right. I mean, really, I'm
hot. Know. I know you're mad. I don't know what to do right now.
No.
I mean, dude, none of us do.
Screw with me, have a big fight like this in the middle of the show for a throwaway like that? I didn't mean nothing by it. Jesus.
Well, I mean, what you just said, I think, is important also. In your own way, you said it.
Hello?
Hey, hi, baby.
Thanks for screaming at me and hanging up on me.
Thanks for not getting the joke. Thanks for when I calmly said to you, I didn't mean it. You are the furthest thing from it. I do nothing but praise your appearance.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. I don't feel like being lectured by you after you've insulted me.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
No.
That's an insult.
Goodbye.
That's a joke. That's a joke. Get a thick skin! That's it. Well, no one's going to say anything at all.
What the hell do you want us to say? You're in the middle of having a real fight with your wife. That doesn't happen very often. You have very kind of discussions with your wife. This is a little more than that.
I mean, she's pissed. I'm pissed. Christ. Do you like being yelled at?
This is like when mom and dad fight.
Neither do I. I don't like being yelled at either, especially when I didn't do anything maliciously. Profusely apologized. I can't believe she's really pissed. Man, out of all the stuff, out of everything that we discuss on the radio, that's where you draw the line in the sand.
What's up?
Yeah. Okay. I apologize. I didn't.
Oh yeah, and you do so sweetly. Thank you.
And I'd appreciate an apology from you as well for your overreaction to a throwaway joke. Do you want me to go back and reference all the times that I've said how? It's great being me.
How is your LP right now? Where is your LP?
Let me think.
Now it's still the chart. Only goes
higher,
to 10.
Probably.
Don't pull a 29 like Joe did before.
I get to drive home tonight, and she'll be there, and she'll be pissed, and my mother-in-law will be there.
She knows.